it's just possible that in the with all that they had to do in Stanley and so on, they didn't realize that how important it was to us, living from day to day, as it were. More than half of the people on the expedition were married men. Therefore, it was important to hear fairly regularly about our wives and families and relations, particularly wives and families, who were in the very centre of things in Britain, bombing and doodlebugs and the like, whereas we were in perfect safety out in, barring accidents, out in the Antarctic. After a certain period, which I think was May 1944, we were given the opportunity of sending one message a month or something like that, and I think our relations could do the same.